It's the most wonderful time of the year. Merry Christmas from all of us at News Radio WGNS. Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They'd like to wish you and your loved ones a Merry Christmas and a bright new year. Thank you for making our community shine. Happy holidays from MTE. It is time for us to chat with James Price of the Better Business Bureau, joining us here this morning with lots of things to talk about. James, good morning, sir. Oh, I think I've still got you muted here. Hold on a second. I knew I would forget about that. And now, good morning, sir.
Oh, now good morning, Brian. Yeah, how you doing?
Good, good. I guess the Price household is gearing up for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. It's that time of the year. I think everybody's out there gearing up for Christmas. And, you know, a lot of things going on out there in the community. And I want to kind of start today with an honor that that BBB has gotten. And BBB was just awarded a honor from Fast Company. The honorees for the 2024 Brands That Matter Heritage Brands category is what they're saying, but have a long history of building trust and connection with their customers. You know, there's a lot of companies out there that do that, and BBB is on the top of their list this year. You know, Fast Company talks about this as Better Business Bureau is the go-to place for scoping out business credibility. Better Business Bureau continues to ensure trust, integrity, and consumer protection for their users and resources such as business profiles, ratings, scam prevention. The sign of a better business campaign generated more than 500 million impressions and 11 million YouTube views. And then, of course, we have the BBB scam tracker, which we talk about frequently on the show about watching out for scams, was ranked the best scam fighting tool of 2023, having helped prevent an estimated $24 million in potential fraud losses. BBB's brand culture relevance is reinforced by having some of the biggest companies out there that started with, like Home Depot, Coca-Cola, Ford, Goodyear, Dell, Liberty Mutual in the network. And for those who don't know, you know, BBB was actually started back in 1912, and Coca-Cola was one of the premier companies that started this. So BBB has been named to the fourth annual Fast Company Brands That Matter category. And there's a lot of companies on there that people should really turn to and look at. As I said a minute ago, BBB's the heritage brand created in 1912 as the National Vigilance Committee. Basically, the way BBB started was they wanted people to have honesty in advertising, and which helped develop the standards of trust that BBB's had over the last 112 years. And we worked really hard to promote the trust in the marketplace by protecting consumers from fraud. BBB's mission is to be the leader in advancing that marketplace trust. So this is a big deal for us to show people how much BBB really does for the community and what we do. And so when businesses are accredited, they have to adhere to and commit to these standards of trust. And those are build trust, advertise honestly, tell the truth, be transparent, honor their promises, be responsive, safeguard privacy, and embody integrity. And as you go through that list, all of them but the last one are things that you can validate, you can verify that, you know, they're building trust and they're advertising honestly, they tell the truth. And what BBB does is we go out and we create what we call listings or profiles for these companies. And so companies can be accredited or not accredited. And so what the consumer needs to know is that when you go to BBB.org and you look and you find an accredited business, we've actually done the background check on these companies to make sure that they adhere to these categories and these promises. We make sure that they have the proper licensing. A business can't go into business and immediately apply for accreditation. There's a waiting period where we have to make sure that they're doing what they say when they get started. And so overall, these companies adhere to these policies. The last one is one that's called Embody Integrity. And that one is a subjective role that we really have to take a look at, because in the industry out there, there are people who advertise honestly and they tell the truth and they honor their promises and they're responsive, but they don't embody integrity in their business. And so the bottom line here is they have to pass all of those eight standards overall in order to create and be accredited with BBB. And we encourage every business to go to BBB.org, look up your business, see if you have a listing. If you don't, reach out to us. You can email me at jprice@gobbb.org and we can create that listing. If you find a listing and it doesn't have the proper information, we'll make sure that that's corrected for you. And then if those businesses out there can adhere to those eight standards of trust and commit to them, then they can apply for accreditation through BBB. And so the fast company, the brands that matter, they're recognized in BBB as the place for consumers to go that can make a difference in people's lives.
Let me ask you this too, because you bring up an interesting point. It's not just the accredited businesses that are, on the website there. You've got a listing for even those that aren't accredited, and that information is there. How are those business profiles? Do businesses ask you to put that up there? Is it something that is that work that is done kind of behind the scenes by someone or a team within the BBB? I mean, how do they know the information about those accredited businesses or non-accredited businesses, I should say?
So I'll start with the non-accredited businesses, and people can get a businesses can get a listing in a variety of different ways. The way you don't want to get a listing is for somebody to call BBB and say, "Hey, I just went to this business and they took advantage of me, or they violated one of these standards of trust." And so what, and they file a complaint against the business, and then BBB approaches the business and says, "Hey, you have a consumer that wasn't happy with you. What's your side of the story? We would like to, create a marketplace of trust between businesses and consumers." And there's a lot of good businesses out there who maybe they're not accredited and they haven't thought about it getting accredited before, or there may be a variety of different reasons why they're not. But just because a business is not accredited doesn't mean that it's not a good business. It just means that we haven't got them applying for accreditation. We haven't gone through those standards. We haven't done the background checks. And then some businesses, especially, let's take the construction business, for example, whether it's construction or roofing or whatever, these companies need to be licensed. And in order for a business to be licensed, in order for a business to be accredited, they have to be licensed, and BBB will check that licensing. And if that licensing expires, then we'll go back to them and say, "Hey, you need to renew your license. And if you don't, we can't keep you accredited because people are coming to BBB to make sure that the businesses that they're dealing with are accredited."
That's a great example. I pulled this up, and there are some that maybe are there but not rated, not accredited. But there also has to be an established business. I mean, you're not going to have a brand new business that opened a week ago that would be accredited. I mean, you have no track record. I mean, that's one of the criteria too.
Right. Yeah. And some businesses, most businesses, if they're in business 6 months, they can apply for accreditation. You can still get your listing the day you open your door.
Okay.
And so you can start working that, make sure that it's correct. And there's some businesses that are like to a lot of the construction business, whether it's plumbing, electrical, and that kind of stuff. Another place that people are go that more businesses are going to now is any online business, because there's so many businesses out there that are trying to do business online. Well, how do you know which ones to trust? And so what BBB can do is we can take this online business and validate what they're saying about their business and saying that, they're going to follow through on the different on the products that they sell. Are they going to provide good customer service and that stuff along the way?
Very interesting. And I just pulled up roofing, or just the word roof, because the Red Roof Inn also showed up here or something like that. But so you can do that by keyword, and I mean it's pretty clear. You can see the businesses that are accredited, those that are not. It clearly says not BBB accredited. Some have an NR, which would be I guess not rated. Are those new, or just not enough information on those?
Most of those are they we don't have enough information to give the business a rating, and a lot of times we're missing something like their start date, or maybe they don't have a contact number for customer service, something that adheres to those standards. And so once we get that information, they can get a rating without getting accredited. Now, the other thing too is like if you looked up roofers near Murfreesboro on BBB.org, the very next box that comes up, it says, well, do you want an accredited business or do you want any business?
Right.
And so probably around 90% of the people, they hit that, well, I just want the accredited ones. I just want to know the ones that are licensed and, they're adhering to these standards of trust. But then again, you might have a business that that's not accredited. And I mean, you may know them personally. And like I said, there's a lot of good businesses out there. But if you go to look them up on BBB and if they're not accredited, well, then you can still, if they have a listing, you can still go look at it and make sure that, there's nobody's filed any complaints. Do they have some good reviews? Do they have a customer service number? You can get links to their website, that kind of stuff. And we're happy to help every business get listed along the way. Bottom line here is businesses who are listed on BBB but they're not accredited, they get an average of about 20, 25 hits per year to their site. And in Middle Tennessee here, every second, seven people visit this BBB site.
Wow.
Every second. And so, you can see if they're listed. And if the business is accredited, they're getting usually 10 times or more hits to their page than what the non-accredited businesses are. So if your business out there and your business isn't listed, contact me at jprice@gobbb.org. I can walk you through how to get that. If you're a consumer and you really want to get a business you can trust, go to bbb.org, look them up.
Sounds good. James, appreciate you joining us this morning.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas to James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining today.